listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about an amazing day to come for God's people, a day when there will be no more tears. I'm going to read you from Revelation chapter 7, verse 17, where we read this. For the Lamb, who is in their midst of the throne, will shepherd them and lead them to fountains of living waters, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. In its context, this promise is made to a specific group that had especially suffered for Jesus in their earthly lives. Now, by extension, we take it as a promise to every believer, even those who have not suffered in a remarkable way. You see, heaven is a place where there are no more tears. God Himself permanently wipes them away from our eyes. Consider first what this does not mean. It does not mean that in heaven, some will weep over their wasted life or unconfessed sin, but God will still wipe away those tears. Now, that idea may be a powerful guilt-inducing motivator, but it has nothing to do with the meaning of this verse. I like what John Walvoord said about this. He said, quote, "The point is that the grief and tears of the past, speaking of their trials in the tribulation, will be over when they get to heaven. God will wipe away all tears resulting from their suffering on earth." Instead, this precious promise means that God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. In heaven, the redeemed will know no more sorrow or pain. The hurt and struggle of this earthly life are gone, and tears are a thing of the past because God will wipe away every tear. What tender love! We picture a mother's loving hand brushing away the tears from her child's face. God loves us with that kind of nurturing care. We also understand from this that every tear will be wiped away only in heaven. On this earth, we have our share of pain and tears to endure and to bring to God. King David knew what it was like to have God take notice of his tears. He prayed in Psalm 56, verse 8, "You number my wanderings, put my tears into your bottle." David understood that God shows his love to us in the here and now with sweet consolation and strength, even when our struggles drive us to tears. We appreciate God's tender care for us now, but one day those tears will be gone. God will wipe them away forever. Many people wonder, how can there be no sorrow in heaven if we have relatives or loved ones who perish in hell? Won't we be sorry for them? Apparently, we won't be sorry in the way we think of sorrow now. Well, how can this be? I hope you know, because I don't. In heaven, we certainly won't be less loving, less tender, or less caring. But at the same time, in heaven, our acceptance and understanding of God's plan will also come to perfection. I like the answer of Charles Spurgeon to this general question. He said, "I do not know what handkerchief the Lord will use, but I know that He will wipe away all tears from our faces, and those tears will be among them." This beautiful work of God will be perfected in heaven. But you know, God loves to preview that ultimate work in heaven right here on earth. So let me ask you, are there some tears that you can let God wipe away today?
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.